Окей. Ја морам да причам на енглески. Така да. Али све разумам. Окей, so nice to be here.
Беше добро, што могу би тоа.
I will not... actually, this conference is about righteousness.
Ова конференција е о праведности.
Or the theme is about righteousness.
Или ба темата.
And I will try to touch it.
И покушат ќе ја дотакнат.
But people ask me, am I ready when I come to preach? People ask me, am I ready?
Люди ме питаат дали сум спремен да почнам.
And I used to prepare myself.
И прие сам се спремал.
I used to write all my notes.
И записивал сам.
But some time ago I stopped that.
Али прие некој време не сам престал.
Because what I believe.
Јер оно што верувам.
Is that you can know the whole Bible.
Јер да можеш знаете целу Библија.
But is that it will not be alive inside you.
Али да не ќе биде живо у тебе.
Once again, you can know the Bible by heart.
Значи можеш на памет знати целу Библија.
But if it's not alive inside you, if it's not revived by the Holy Spirit, it's almost okay.
Ако не оживено од тебе по Духу Светом.
I think that you can do more damage than you can do more blessings.
Можеш учинити више штета него користи.
So when I preach, I only speak about the things that I understand.
Причам само оние стварима кои уистину
разбирам. There are things in the Bible I don't understand.
Постоје речи у писмо кои не
разбирам. There is words that I don't understand.
Речи кои
не разбирам. There is verses that I don't understand.
Стихови кои не разбирам.
But I will not push myself to try to understand them.
Али нечу се натерава да ги покушам разумети.
Why?
Зашто?
Today.
Данас.
We heard many things about righteousness.
Чули смо многу ствари у вези праведност.
The problem with understanding righteousness.
Проблем со разумевање праведност.
That righteousness doesn't come by only by hearing.
Е да праведност не долази само од слушање.
Righteousness, the understanding of righteousness doesn't come by pondering on righteousness.
Разумевање праведности не долази о размишљање о праведности.
The understanding of righteousness does not come by thinking.
Разумевање о праведности не долази о промишљању.
The understanding of righteousness does not come by lecturing, listening many preachings and many teachings.
Чак ни од слушање пуно проповеди, пуно подучавање.
The understanding of righteousness comes only by faith.
Разумевање праведности долази едно.
So it's the faith which brings you the understanding.
Вера е таа која вам долази, доноси.
I don't know if you have ever read Hebrews 11, 2 and 3.
Не знам дали сте икад прочитали Хебреи 11, 2 и 3.
You can read that. Does someone know this verse by heart? It says, by faith they understood that the world was made by the word of God and that the unseen came from the visible came from the invisible. So, to me, the understanding of all the truths in the Bible does not come by only by pure reading, but rather by faith, which is given to us. Does this make sense? Even if it doesn't make sense, I know I'm right.
Take it for
granted. Okay.
Hebrews
11, 2 and 3.
Kaže, ovdje kaže, nome dva zbog nje su stari postigli
pokazali
čas. Okay.
Da, a tri nam kaže, vjerom doznajemo da je svijet stvoren Božjom riječu, tako da je vidljivo proizvedeno od nevidljivoga.
So, it is the faith who gives the understanding of certain things.
Znači, vjera je ta koja daje razumijevanje određenih stvari.
By faith we accept the things and by faith we understand them.
Vjerom prihvaćamo stvari i vjerom ih razumijemo.
So, it doesn't matter how much you try to push yourself to understand certain things in your mental knowledge.
I nije važno koliko se natjeravaš da neke stvari razumiješ svojim vlastitim razumom.
If it's not revealed by the Holy Spirit, or if it's not revealed by the Spirit of Revelations, you will not understand it.
Ako to ne razumiješ po duhu, ako ti nije otkriveno Duha Svetoga ili Duha otkrivenja, nećeš.
Some people get confused when I say the Spirit of Revelations.
Neki se ljudi zbune kad kažem Duha otkrivenja.
They say, what is that?
Oni kažu, pa šta je to?
I said, it's in the Bible.
To piše u Bibliji.
I said, have you ever read Ephesians 1:17 and 18?
I pitam ih, da li ste ikad pročitali Efežani
1:17? Why is Paul praying for the Ephesians?
Kad se Pavle molio za Efežane.
Ephesians were one of the most spiritual people at that time.
Efežani su bili jedni od najduhovnijih ljudi tog vremena.
And he actually, Ephesians is one of my favorite books I would say in the whole Bible.
I ja bih rekao da mi je to jedna od najdražih knjiga iz cijele Biblije.
Because it contains so much depth inside.
Jer je tolika dubina se nalazi u toj knjizi.
That I really love it.
Ja, to stvarno.
I love the whole Bible, but Ephesians is.
Volim cijelu riječ, ali.
And then he prays. He prayed.
I Pavle se tu moli.
He says, I pray that the eyes of your heart, of your understanding, will be enlightened. It doesn't say open. You cannot open. Okay.
Znači, da vam Bog našega gospodina Isusa Krista, Otac slave, dadne duha mudrosti i otkrivenja, da ga potpuno upoznate.
Okay. What does it say 17?
To je 17.
What does it say 18?
18. Da vam dade prosvjetljene oči vašeg srca.
Many Christians say, God open my eyes.
Mnogi ljudi, mnogi kršćani kaže, Bog mi je otvorio
oči. I said, God will never open your eyes.
Ja kažem, nikad neće otvoriti
oči. Because he cannot.
Zato što ne može.
Why?
Zašto?
They're already open.
Zato što su već otvoreni.
What he needs.
Ali on
what
treba.
What you need is that the light will come, so now the eyes can be lighted, so you can see what is around you.
Da dođe svjetlo, da one budu prosvjetljene, da možete vidjeti šta se nalazi oko vas.
But did you notice verse 17, what does it says? The spirit. A spirit of understanding.
Jeste li primijetili šta kaže u stiku 17? Duh otkrivenja.
It says a spirit of revelations.
Kaže duh otkrivenja.
We were sitting once in a prayer meeting.
Jedan put smo sjedili na prijateljnom sastanku.
Actually, when I touched you yesterday,
i jučer kad sam te dotakao,
I saw the gift upon you.
Vidio sam dar.
And you have this gift of word of knowledge. Oh, sorry, word of wisdom.
I imaš dar mudrosti.
It's just all around you.
I to je sve oko
tebe. And it just follows you everywhere.
I slijedite
te. If I was your mother and father, I would call you wisdom.
Da sam ja tvoje mama ili tata, da bi ti me mudrosti.
Because it just follows you.
Zato što
actually, wisdom is something. Wisdom is Sophia in Greek.
Mudrost je Sophia na grčkom.
And it means clarity.
I znači jasnoća.
It means that something is clear.
Znači da je nešto jasno.
Something is obviously clear.
Nešto je očito.
So where everybody is thinking, oh, it's cloudy and we don't see it.
I kad mnogi misle, oblačno i ne vide se stvari.
Wisdom sees things. Because it's clear. So it's like that for you.
I to je tako se stvari za tebe.
Because that follows you everywhere.
Jer te slijedi to svoje.
I actually think that has protected him many times from troubles.
I mislim da je to puno puta zaštitilo Zorana od nemoći.
So, I see that moment. Okay, does someone have, do you know what is prophesying or prophetic ministry?
Znate li šta je proročka služba?
Okay. Who have here never received the word of or encouragement or prophecy or anything like that? If there's someone who have never experienced that?
Ima li netko među vama kod nikad nije primio proročku riječ ili riječ ohrabrenja?
That's good. I don't have to work there. Okay, but here it says that there is a spirit of revelations.
Ali ovdje kaže duh otkrivenja.
What that speaks to me,
ono što to meni govori,
is that the Holy Spirit,
Paul,
understood that there is something which is called wisdom,
a spirit of wisdom, nešto što se zove
and there's a spirit of revelation which when come upon a person, it just reveals the things. They are just clear. They are not, how should I say, they are just there in front of you. And there is no problem for you to understand them. I speak in many conferences in England or in the States especially. And people say one thing to me. They say, your English is not so good.
Kaže, tvoj engleski nije baš dobar.
It's very simple.
Vrlo je jednostavno.
But it seems that what you speak,
da ono što kaže,
it becomes very clear to us.
Nama bude vrlo jasno.
I says, how come?
Ja se pitam, pa kako to?
No, they ask, how come?
Ne, oni se pitaju.
And I said, I don't know.
Ja kažem, nemam pojma.
It's probably this spirit of revelation which is around me, which reveals things to me and makes them clear to you.
Možda je to duh otkrivenja koji je oko mene, koji otkriva meni stvari, jer onda i tebi.
Because it's not so much about the words.
I ne radi se toliko o riječima.
Because words can bring either death or they can bring life.
Jer riječi donose ili život ili smrt.
So the question is, what are the words filled with?
Znači, pitanje je što nose te
or what
riječi?
Follows the words?
Što ih slijedi?
Or what are they wrapped with?
I u što su umotane?
Because I have heard many preachings.
Ja sam čuo mnoga preporuka.
But I don't remember them.
Ali ih se ne sjećam.
But I have heard some.
Ali neke sam
and I still remember them.
Why?
Because they have been revealed by the Holy Spirit, they have been clothed with the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of Revelation was upon them, and I still have them. We were sitting once on a prayer meeting. And I spoke something about faith. Now I have to say this before I explain. You will probably hear me saying things. You will probably hear me saying things which will probably be unusual for you. Like Zoran says, offending to your mind. And they will be crazy. I will tell you some stories, crazy stories. But then, who is more crazy? Is it you who believe that you're righteous without any deeds?
Vi koji vjerujete da ste pravedni bez ikakvih djela.
Or the stories I'm going to tell them.
Ili priče koje ću vam reći.
Because I said, Holy Spirit, I said, should I really tell those stories to them?
Jer sam baš pitao Duha Svetoga, da li bi trebao stvarno ispričati te priče?
Because I said, some of them, they are so crazy, people will not believe me.
Neke su stvarno toliko ludaste da mi ljude neće vjerovati.
But he says, don't worry, they are crazy enough to believe that they are righteous. Because it is a craziness for this world to hear that you are righteous.
Yes,
because this world is craving for some justice and from some righteousness. And then you come and you say, I'm full of justice.
I onda vi dođete i kažete, ja sam pun pravde.
And God justified me.
Bog me opravda.
And now I'm righteous.
I ja sad sam pravedan.
And you think that sounds very nice in their ears.
Mislite da im to baš lijepo zvuči.
It doesn't.
Ne.
It's crazy.
To zvuči.
Because no one can accept that. Because this world cannot accept that spirit.
Ovaj svijet
which comes,
može
the spirit of grace. Hebrews 10:29, I think it is. So that's why this world cannot understand that spirit.
Znači, ovaj svijet ne može razumjeti tog duha.
But you and I, we should.
Ali vi i ja to trebamo razumjeti.
So, does this make sense?
Da li vam ovo ima smisla?
Okay, well, let me see this guy. This guy with who was cooking the food yesterday. Could you stand up?
Ivor. Yeah. What was the Zora, Ivor?
Okay.
Now,
I usually do this, I'm preaching, but sometimes I cannot resist the thing to say something. And it's not that I'm so spiritual, but I will forget it if I don't say it. But I don't know if you believe me this when I say about you. But I see open heaven upon you. It's just like I just saw it. I see the word open heaven. Now when I say open heaven, that means that anything can come upon you.
To znači da sve može doći na tebe.
From above.
Od gore.
So the only problem that you can have.
Jedini problem koji možeš imati.
It's your thoughts.
Su tvoje misli.
It's your resistance in the thoughts.
Znači da ako se odupreš tom u mislima.
But if you exchange that resistance.
Ako otpor zamijeniš.
Into humility.
Sa poniznošću.
Grace will come upon you. Like never before.
Će doći na tebe kao nikad.
Like you have experienced some grace. But there's measures of grace which are not explainable.
Ali postoje nivo milosti koje su mjere milosti koje nisu objašnjive.
One night, this was in Sweden, this is like 4 years ago.
Jedne večer, u Švedskoj.
The Holy Spirit woke me up.
Duh Sveti me probudio.
For 2 hours.
2 sata.
He was explaining me how he created the world.
Objašnjavao mi je kako je stvorio svijet.
He gave me all the details. All the molecules, everything.
Molekule, sve te stvari.
And he says, and I created everything because of grace.
I sve sam stvorio radi milosti.
Because grace is a gift.
Jer je milost dar.
And life is a gift.
Život je dar.
And life would only come as a gift to you.
Život može doći samo kao dar.
So he showed me levels of grace which now we can understand them or we can come to them.
i pokazao mi je te nivoe mudrosti koje možemo razumjeti ili doći.
But he took me to a level where the mind cannot understand anything of that.
A odveo me do nekog nivoa gdje to um ne može pojmiti.
You know this verse in Ephesians where it says we are going to search the unsearchable riches of his grace in heavens.
Znači, poznati onaj stih iz Efežana gdje kaže mi ćemo istraživati na istražive
bogatstvo. So there are certain levels of grace which they stand upon you.
Znači, postoje nivoe milosti koje su otvoreni.
But the only way is to take away that resistance of the thoughts and to exchange into humility.
Znači, makni taj otpor mislima i zamijeni to.
Because it says, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble.
Jer Bog se protivi oholima, a daje milost
ponizima. And this verse is mentioned, I think, three times. Two times in the New Testament and once in the Old Testament.
I vjerujem da se taj stih spominje dva puta u Novom Zavetu, ali jedan put u Starom.
So, there is something upon you, which is an open heaven.
Nešto je na tebi, što je otvoreno nebo.
I can see you going up in those levels.
I vidim te kako ideš u tim nivou,
kako hodiš. God bless you. Okay. We were praying once on this prayer meeting. And I was speaking something about faith. I love to speak about faith. And suddenly, now you have to either believe me or you're going to say he is just making it up. So as I'm explaining, I suddenly stopped. The reason why I stopped. Because I saw the spirit of revelation just came into the room. And I just stopped. And I was silent. For 2 hours, whatever I spoke, or whatever the others spoke, was a pure revelation.
And
the only thing that we could do, like the Americans go like,
wow.
That was the only thing that you could do.
Wow.
Because it bypasses your mind.
Jer to su stvari koje nadilaze vaš razum.
And it goes through to your spirit.
I ulaze u tvoj duh.
And the only thing that you can do, and the only thing that your mind can do is wow.
I jedina stvar koju
because you feel it inside.
Wow. Jer sa vjerom
unutra. But you cannot explain it.
Ne, ti to ne možeš.
So there are certain things that your spirit knows them.
Postoje neke stvari koje ti znaš.
But your mind cannot understand them.
Razum,
the only way that you can understand them is by the renewing of your mind.
It's
Romans 12, 2 and 3, actually 1, 2 and 3. That's the only way that you can understand them. So I believe that when the Holy Spirit, like he spoke, when the Holy Spirit gave birth to us, he put like a warehouse, I call it a warehouse. And in that warehouse is all the information about you, about every day of your life, about every year of your life, about every happening in your life. And then there is another part another container in that warehouse which concerns the world.
Znači, spremnik u tom skladištu koji se tiče svijeta.
The world calls that deja vu when you start when you see things which you think that you have seen them before.
To svijet naziva deja vu.
But I call it it's the information which is placed inside your spirit. But on the basis of your awareness of who you are, you can actually approach that warehouse and look for the information and have them for your life and for the future. Does that make sense?
Znači, sve to naziva deja vu, ali ja to znači smatram jednim spremnikom u kojem postoje te sve informacije i
in that warehouse is all the information for yourself.
Znači, tu su sve informacije za tebe.
For every day of your life.
Za svaki dan tvoj života.
For every happening.
Za svako događanje.
And then there is another part for which is information for everybody else and for the world.
A u drugom su informacije za sve druge i za cijeli svijet.
So on the basis of your awareness of who you are.
Znači, na temelju tvoje svjesnosti o tome tko ti jesi.
Or even I would say on your ability to be bold in your faith.
Ili rekao bi tvoje sposobnosti da budeš hrabar u
tvojoj vjeri. To explore the things.
Da istražiš te stvari.
You will see more.
Vidjet ćeš više.
There was 3 months ago, or 4 months ago.
Prije 3-4 tjedna.
I woke up in the morning.
Probudio sam se ujutro.
And I said to Rebecca, I said, I see floods coming to Macedonia.
I rekao sam svojoj ženi, vidim poplave kako dolaze u Makedoniju.
Now there was no signs of floods, there was no signs of rain.
Znači nije bilo znakova poplave.
And then 3 months after that, floods came into Macedonia and flooded most of the part of Macedonia.
Nakon 3 mjeseca veći dio Makedonije je bio poplavljen.
And I saw a picture in the newspaper.
I vidio sam sliku u novinama.
Of them, like a prana. And I was hovering over the dam in my dream.
What's hovering?
No, sorry. I saw a picture of a dam, how it's over flooding. And I said to myself, I was here 3 months ago. I saw this. So in a way, I don't need the information of this world to know what is going to happen or what is happening.
I na neki način ne trebam informacije iz ovog svijeta da znam što će se dogoditi ili što se događa.
Because it's already stored inside your spirit.
Jer je već unutra upisano to.
Because whatever is born from a flesh is flesh, whatever is born from a spirit is spirit.
Jer ono što je od duha rođeno je duha, što je od tijela rođeno je tijelo.
And do you think that the Holy Spirit doesn't know every day?
Zar mislite da Duh Sveti ne zna što će se
He who goes into the depth of the Father and searches the things and takes them out to reveal to us, do you think that he doesn't know that the end of the days? So when the Holy Spirit gave birth to you, he actually stored all these informations. But it really depends, do you really want to know them?
Second
Peter chapter 3 verse Second Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
Druga Petrova.
He says that we have received everything or all things for life and godliness.
Kaže njegova božanska snaga obdarila nas je svime što je potrebno za život i pobožnost.
I don't know how do you understand svime? How do you understand all things?
Podrazumijate pod svime?
But I understand that all things are given to you for life and godliness.
Ali ja razumijem sve stvari.
Do you know what is the thing which makes you to be bold?
Znate li koja je stvar koja vas čini da budete hrabri?
When you know what is ahead of you.
Kad znate ono što je pred vama.
The only thing which makes people to be afraid or to fear.
Znači jedina stvar koja ljude plaši.
Is the unknown.
Je nepoznato.
When you don't know.
Kad ne
when you don't know what is ahead of you, you're afraid.
Kad ne znate što će se desiti.
But
što
when,
vas čeka.
When you know.
Ali kad znate.
You're bold as a lion.
Hrabri ste poput
lava. Actually, it says the righteous is as bold as a lion.
Kaže da je pravednik hrabar poput lava.
So it is the boldness which makes you to be looking forward the day,
znači,
the next day.
Hrabrost je ta koja vam daje snagu da gledate u budući dan.
So it is very important for you to know the things.
Zato je jako
them.
Važno za vas da znate stvari.
I have some people, you know, I have had many experiences with angels, with heaven, with second heaven, if you can call it like that.
Imao sam mnoga iskustva sa anđelima, sa nebom, sa drugim nebom, ako to točete
tako nazvati. And every time someone tells me about their experiences in heaven,
i svaki put kad mi neki govore o svojim iskustvima s nebom,
I said, I'm very happy that you have been to heaven.
Drago, i kažem im, drago mi je da si bio na nebu.
But I said, what did you saw there?
I onda pitam, što si vidio?
Oh, it was just, I was there.
Samo sam bio tamo.
I said, but did you went around little bit to look?
Ali pitam, jesi li malo razgledao?
Because to me the question is not if you can go to heaven.
Jer za mene pitanje nije više da li da...
The question is not if you can go to heaven.
Za mene pitanje nije više da li ćete ići u nebo.
But if you're going to explore what is in heaven.
Da li ćete istraživati šta je na nebo.
Because when Jesus was teaching the disciples,
kad je Isus učio učenike
for the first time about prayer,
o molitvi,
he says as it is in heaven.
On je rekao kao što je na nebu.
So he excluded the impossibility that they can never go to heaven.
Isključio je mogućnost da idu na nebo.
No, he is excluded the impossibility of them not going to heaven.
Isključio je nemogućnost odlaska na nebo.
But rather he says, well, heaven is open for you.
Nego je rekao, biti otvoreno
vam je nebo. But now when you go there,
Ali kad odete tamo.
Look around and see what is stored for Croatia, what is stored for Macedonia, what is stored for the Balkans.
Razgledajte šta je tamo spremljeno za Hrvatsku, za Makedoniju, za Balkan.
And then bring it down.
I onda to donesite
dole. And you will see it happening.
I vidjet ćete da se to događa.
Because righteousness is not something that Alexander or Zoran.
Pravednost nije nešto da Aleksandar ili Zoran,
or Zoran
ili ovaj Zoran
invented.
Su izmislili.
No, we just realized it.
Ne, mi smo to samo
we saw it. Vidjeli. But righteousness was before even we thought about it.
Pravednost je tu bila prije nego što smo mi uopće razmišljali o njoj.
You know, I was saved 20 years ago.
Ja sam spašen prije 20 godina.
Exactly. I was saved in June
95.
U lipnju 1995. I had a long hair to here.
Imao sam dugu kosu do
kola. And I had a big beard.
I bradu.
And my favorite thing was to beat people.
Moja najdraža stvar je bila da učenjem.
You couldn't stand for 2 seconds to stare in my eyes. You couldn't.
Znači, nisi mi mogao biti duže od
2 seconds
bude pred očima.
My brother, my real brother was trembling when we would be in the room watching a TV. He would tremble like this.
Moj vlastiti brat je drhtao od straha kad bi bili zajedno u sobi i gledali televiziju.
Because I was so violent.
Jer sam bio nasilan.
Now I'm like a small sheep, you know.
Sad sam ono poptoč.
It is very important to understand that in heaven there are stored things for here, for us.
Znači, jako je važno razumjeti da su na nebu već deponirane stvari za
nas. And if you don't explore them, you will not know them.
I ako ne znate da su tamo, ako ih ne istražite, nikako koristite.
And you cannot bring them to here.
Ne možete ih donijeti ovdje.
So for me, it's not if there is a church in the city.
Znači, za mene nije pitanje da li postoji crkva u gradu.
For me the question is, do they function in what they're called?
Pitanje je da li ona funkcionira u onome za što je pozvana.
Because some will say, oh, in Zagreb there's 50 churches.
Jer neko će reći, oh, pa u Zagrebu ima 50
crkava. In Skopje there is 38.
U Skopju ima 308 crkava.
And that's fine.
I to je okay.
But the question is, do they function in what they are supposed to function?
Ali pitanje je da li funkcionira u onome u čemu treba.
Do they explore the heavens so they can bring down what is stored there for their country?
Da li one istražuju šta je u nebu spremljeno za njihove zemlje?
People laugh at me.
Ljudi mi se smiju.
When I tell them that everywhere I go.
Kažem da kad god idem.
When I go first time or when I go to preach.
Kad idem tamo prvi put ili kad idem služiti ili propovijedati.
It rains. Damir was laughing, he says, oh, Zoran is coming to Croatia. Yesterday, it was raining. I will tell you a story. So, someone from Wisconsin invited me to speak in their place. And this is all connected to your understanding of righteousness.
Because,
listen, there's many believers who are believers, but they don't understand that they're righteous.
Postoje mnogi vjernici, ali oni ne razumiju da su pravi.
And there's many things happening to them.
I mnogi stvari im se dešavaju.
And they think it's just like a luck, it's like a sreća.
I oni misle samo da je to stvar sreća.
It just happened to me.
Pa desilo.
I prayed for this person and he got healed, but it just happened just then.
Molio sam za ovu osobu, ona je iscijeljena i to se tek tako
dogodilo. Or it just happened that I can prophesy.
Ili desilo se, imao sam riječ za nekoga, prorokovao.
And then they think, if I sit in the same chair, and if I wear the same shirt, and if I have the same chewing gum, it might happen again.
I ako imam istu majicu, isto sam obučen, žvačen, istu žvaku, možda će se opet isto desiti.
So that's like a coincidence, it's just like a lucky day.
I to je kao, no, sretan dan.
But once you know that you have something,
ali kad jednom znate da imate nešto.
You're not thinking like, oh, will it happen or not?
Nećete razmišljati na noći, hoće li se to desiti ili neće.
No, you know that you can do it.
Znate da se to, kad će se to desiti.
I go to churches like 300 people, 400 people.
Znači, znam ići u crkve u kojima ima 300-400 ljudi.
And I would say to them, I'm going to prophesy to all of you.
I kažem, prorokovat ću sad svima.
To all of you.
Svima.
And they go like, well, maybe you get tired, or maybe you run out of words.
I onda mi kažu, pa, možda ćeš umoriti ili ti.
No, I said, I have that thing inside me, so it's not that I'm producing it, it's just, it goes, it flows.
Ali ja znam da je to u meni, to ne stvaram ja, nego
kreće iz mene. I actually said to one church in Florida, they have 10,000 members.
I 10,000
I said, I will come and prophesy to all of you. It might take me 5 to 7 days. But I said, if you can manage, I can manage. So just buy me a Starbucks frappuccino. But you see, I can say that.
Ja to mogu reći.
And I know that many will consider it like arrogance.
Većina će smatrati to arrogance.
But I don't consider it like that.
Ali ja to ne smatram.
Because once the Holy Spirit said this to me.
Jedno
mi Duh Sveti ovaj. He said, thin is the line. Okay. Thin is the line. Between arrogance and boldness.
Između arrogancije i hrabrosti.
He says, every time people think that it's an arrogance from you,
svaki put kad ljudi misli da se
radi
o arogancijom, to je
hrabrost. But every time you think it's a boldness.
A svaki put kad ti misli da je hrabrost, vjerujem da je arogancija u kojoj životu
spivati. Listen, he says, people, when you speak about grace,
kad govoriš o milosti,
people will think it's arrogance.
Ljudi će misli da se radi o arogancijom.
And like he said, they will not understand you. Now, I have never read that Chopin or whoever said that thing, but yeah, I have never read that. But this is what the Holy Spirit said to me. People will not understand you. And people will go against you. People will go against you. But I said, don't worry. In the end, they will understand. But the Holy Spirit, from the moment that they go against me to the moment when they understand, how long time will that pass? He says, well, you will see that. It might take 20 years. It might take 20 years. But he says, don't worry. Just be bold. And just preach what I tell you to say. So, for me, it's very important to be bold.
Za mene je jako važno da budem hrabar.
And it might sound arrogant in your ears.
Znači, može zvučiti arrogantno.
But to me it's boldness.
Ali za mene je to hrabar.
And I really want to be bold.
I želim biti hrabar.
Actually, if you put your finger on the story of Wisconsin, if you put a finger on the story of Wisconsin,
ako možete staviti prst na tu priču o Wisconsin.
Once I asked the Holy Spirit.
Jednom sam stavio.
Because I have all this experience of all kinds of angels. They will come, they will say, this is my name, this is my ministry, I'm going to do this. Or I will have experience with healings, with all kinds of different things. So one day I got really upset. Not upset, but really disturbed. And I said, Holy Spirit. I said, why are all these things happening to me?
Zašto mi se sve ove stvari događaju?
I said, in Macedonia.
U Makedoniji.
There is people who are saved longer than me.
Postoje ljudi koji su spašeni duže od mene.
They don't speak about grace.
Ne govore o milosti.
They don't speak about miracles.
Ne govore o čudesima.
They don't speak about angels.
Ne govore o anđelima.
And why should I do that?
Zašto da ja govorim?
And I said, there's people who are saved longer than me.
Znači, postoje ljudi koji su spašeni duže od mene.
There's people, I'm sure there's people who read the Bible more than me in Macedonia. I mean, they probably love you more than me. They're more devoted than me. And I said, why? Why are all these things happening to me? I'm just 20 years a young Christian. Why should I have all this? And now everybody is speaking against me. Oh, he is with the angels, he is with this, he is in heaven. And this is what I heard. He said, he said, son, he said, the things which are happening around you, they are because of your faith, and your boldness. And I went like for 2 seconds, oh, this is really good. But then I thought, oh, that's just me. I was maybe studying about boldness, so maybe it was just me. Next day, this is Saturday, I have not told this to anyone. I go to the Sunday meeting. And one guy from our church comes to me and he says, Zoran, I have a word for you from God.
za tebe.
And I said, really?
Ja kažem,
he said, yes.
Da.
He says, this is what I heard about you.
Ovo sam čuo u vezi tebe.
He says, and he says, I'm going to tell it as I heard it.
I reću ti onako kako sam to čuo.
And this is what he told me.
I ovo mi je rekao.
He said, son,
sine,
the things that are happening around you,
stvari koje se događaju oko tebe,
they are because of your faith
and
your boldness.
I tvoje hrabrosti.
It is amazing how much we can resist the things which God has already put inside us.
Neobično je koliko možemo se odupirati stvarima koje Bog već stavio.
Because we have the will to do that.
Jer imamo slobodnu volju.
That's why for me I would rather be arrogant.
Znači ja ću rather biti arrogantan.
To say what God says about me.
Da kažem što Bog kaže vezi me.
Than to be fearful that you won't understand me.
Nego biti u strahu da li ćete me razumjeti.
Or if the people around me will understand.
Ili hoće li me ljudi oko mene razumjeti.
So I would rather align myself with the truth.
Znači ja ću se rađe uskladiti sa istinom.
Than with the facts which are telling me maybe he's not exactly right.
Nego sa činjenicama možda nije u pravu ili...
So this guy calls me to this concept.
Znači, da se vratimo na priču o Wisconsin, poznate na Wisconsin.
He says to me, come, I will pay you the trip. For 5 days, you should rest. I said, very good. So I come there the first day. It's June. It's like a summer. The weather is nice. And the next day we start with a prayer meeting. He says, you will rest. We will have a prayer for 20 minutes. And then we will just meet one more person. And you just rest. That day we started at 7:30 in the morning. I started to speak. And I ended up 10:30 in the evening. The next day it was the same. The next day it was the same. And the fourth day was the same.
Now,
it wouldn't be so strange,
ne bi bilo čudno,
but it started to rain when I started to speak.
Počelo je kišiti kad sam počeo govoriti.
And it rained the first day, the second day, the third day, and the fourth day.
Sva četiri dana je kišilo.
So on the fifth day,
znači peti dan,
or the sixth day, I come to his office.
Dođem u njegov
ured. He says, Zoran, do you know it's funny? The day when you started to speak, it started to rain. And he says, and I forgot to tell you one thing. Before you came, I wrote a small email. And he said, in the email I wrote, Zoran Spasovski is coming. He is going to, if you want to meet him, he is this and this person.
Znači, poslao mail, rekao je dolazi na Zoran Spasovski, ako ga hoćete upoznati, on je taj i taj.
And he said, I don't know why,
i nemam pojma zašto,
but I wanted to make this letter more spiritual.
I htio sam to mail napraviti malo duhovnije.
So he says, I looked, I just opened the Bible,
otvorio sam Bibliju,
and I wanted some kind of more expressive verse.
I htio sam neki ono izraženi
stih. So he says, I found Hosea 6:3.
I našao sam Hosea 6:3.
And he says, I realized that today, that Hosea 6:3, it says, because of your searching, or because of your expectation, surely you will come as a rain, as the dawn comes.
Hosea 6:3 kaže, sigurno će doći kao kiša i kao što sviće.
How does it say here in Hosea 6:3? And he says, it's funny that you, since the moment you came, it started to rain.
On će nam doći poput daštva jesenskog, poput kiše proljetne, što natapa zemlju. Ja prije toga kaže, težimo da upoznamo jaku ko zora pouzdan mu dolazak. Znači, čim je počeo propovijedat, počelo je kiše.
And he said, it's funny that it started to rain the moment you started to speak.
Zanimljivo mi je da je počelo kiši čim si počeo govoriti.
And then I said, well, do you know what my name means?
I onda sam ga pitao, znaš li što moje ime znači?
And I said, one of the meaning is the door.
Jedno znači, Zora. Zoran.
And he freaked out.
I on je.
Because it says, surely as the dawn comes, you will come as the rain.
Jer onda kaže, ko zora, pouzdan mu dolaze.
Now, why do I say this?
Zašto kaže?
I don't think that I find myself in this verse.
Ja se se ne nalazimo.
Or at least I'm humble enough to say that I am.
Ah,
but it seems to me that when you realize who you are in Christ,
ali, kad shvatite tko ste u Kristu,
something happens with you.
Nešto se desi s vama.
That the things can be done intentionally.
Da se stvari mogu s namjerom učiniti.
It's not any longer accidental.
Više se ne događaju slučajno.
But now you know where you're going.
Sad znate kud hoćete.
You know, some people say faith is a risk.
Neki kažu vjera je rizik.
Some people say faith is blind.
A neki kažu vjera je slijep.
I don't believe in that.
Ja ne vjerujem.
I believe that faith can actually see things.
Ja vjerujem da vjera vidi stvari.
Because to me it's written that in Hebrews 11:13.
Jer u Hebrejima 11.
That the heroes of faith, they didn't receive what they were given the promises, but they said they saw the promises and they just waved at them.
Piše o herojima vjera da oni nisu iskusili obećanja, oni su ih vidjeli, maknili su im.
So, but it speaks about heroes of faith. So to me speaks that faith sees the things.
I govori o herojima vjera, znači meni to kaže da vjera vidi stvari.
So, and when you see them, you can do them.
I kad ih vidite, možete ih učiniti.
You think that you can do things that you don't see.
Mislite da možete napraviti stvari koje ne vidite.
In the spirit world, all things are visible.
U duhovnom svijetu sve stvari su vidljive.
I used to preach and to say like this.
Prije sam obećavao propovijedati i ovo reći.
And I would say, the invisible world.
I govorio sam, nevidljivi svijet.
Speaking about the spiritual world.
Kad bi govorio o duhovnom svijetu.
And once the Holy Spirit stopped me, he says, Zoran.
I jedan put me Duh Sveti zaustavio i rekao, Zorane.
He says, you speak about the spiritual world as invisible.
Govoriš o duhovnom svijetu kao, da je...
And I had the courage to say yes.
A ja sam bio hrabar.
It is invisible.
Pa stvarno je nevidljiv.
He says, well, it is invisible for those who don't have the eyes, but it's very visible for those who have the eyes.
Ja mi je rekao, nevidljiv je za oni koji nemaju oči da vide, ali ja to vidim onima koji imaju oči.
So the question is, what do you see?
Znači, pitanje je, što vidite?
And if you don't see anything,
ako ništa ne vidite,
how do you think that you can bring it to here?
Kako onda možete te stvari donijeti ovdje na zemlju?
Does this make any sense to you?
Da li vam ovo ima ikakvog smisla?
Yes or no?
Da. Okay.
You two are not the same.
You're
red and him. Yes.
Mama.
Yes. Okay, you're not the same. You're called for different purposes.
Stvoreni ste za različite namjere.
I know that you love one each other very much.
Znam da volite jedan drugog.
It just stands over you, the connection.
Koliko je vidljivo to na dva.
But you're not the same.
Ali niste isti.
You're... Wow. The purposes are different.
Svrha vaših života su
različite. And the direction in life
i smjer u životu
will be such
će biti takav
that your minds will not understand what is happening.
Da, možda umovi vaši neće razumjeti što se dešava.
Your minds will not understand.
Vaši umovi neće razumjeti.
But your faith will drive you.
Ali vjera će vas voditi.
It will be like a different direction.
Biće kao različiti smjerovi.
And you would long to be very close to one another, to live in the same city, for example.
I imat ćete čežnje da živite u istom gradu, na primjer.
But the Holy Spirit will use it. The Holy Spirit will use you differently.
Će vas koristiti na različite načine.
And I can see a very smart person in you. It's almost like a scientist. It's almost like what other kids do around you bothers you. Because you just don't like those things. Because it seems to me that the calling upon you is really higher than anything else that I have seen before. And it seems to me that your spirit is very open. And it's almost like nothing hidden from you. And I wouldn't be surprised that the prophetic will follow you everywhere. And even, I don't know if you understand this, but the seer gift, I don't know if you speak about those things. It's almost like you can see more than anybody else.
Puno više nego bilo ko drugi.
It's almost like visions that come and you can just see clearly, like in a cinema, you can just see them.
Da ti dolaze vizije i da možeš vidjeti jasno kao da je u film se to dešava.
So, just try to remember this what I said.
Probaj zapamtiti.
Usually prophetic people, when they start to move in their gifts, they realize after 15 years that somebody prophesied that to them. Usually it's like that.
Ljudi počnu kretati u proročku, onda se obično nakon 15 godina sjete da im je to već prije nekog
proročka. Because people with a prophetic gift, they need more humility than anybody else.
Jer ljudi sa proročkim pozivom obično trebaju više poniznosti nego drugi ljudi.
Because I always say that greater the gift, the greater the humility.
Jer ja uvijek kažem, što je veći dar, veća je poniznost.
Now to God, it's the same.
Znači, Bogu to sve isto.
Because he's not impressed by your faith.
On nije impresioniran našom
vjerom. But the church and the world is.
Ali crkva u svijetu je.
Do you follow me? God is not impressed by your faith.
Boga ne impresionira.
Because he created, Jesus created the Hebrews
12.
He is the author of faith.
On je autor naše
vjere. So he's not impressed by the faith that you say, oh, I have faith.
Znači, on nije impresioniran kad kažeš imam vjeru.
But the church, we, and the world, can be impressed by your actions.
Ali mi i svijet možemo biti impresionirani.
With us met, you, the mother.
A vi, mama.
I don't know why.
Ne znam zašto.
But it's almost like I see a nurse in the spirit.
Ja vidim kao duhovnu medicinsku sestru.
And it's almost like you can take care.
Kao da se možete brinuti.
And for some people it's very difficult.
Za neke ljude je to jako teško.
But for you, you can do it.
Ali za vas je to.
You can take care of others.
Možete se brinuti za druge.
It's almost like Romans 12. Oh, Romans 12:6 it starts.
U Rimljanima 12:6.
It says to all of us is given gifts by the grace. And then it continues, it says to one, it says, and if someone prophesies, let it prophesy according to the measure of faith.
And then it says,
yeah, the one who is teaching, let him teach, or how does it say? And then? That's the gift that you have.
Okay.
Yeah. That's just, it's just there around you. That you can comfort others.
That the nurse can comfort.
Okay, so I see the word man of peace. He just mentioned, but it's just there upon me. And it's just like I just roamed around the room with my eyes. And I just saw the man of peace. So it seems to me that people are attracted by you. And sometimes you get uncomfortable. Because people come around you. But you have to understand this world wants people like you. Because the peace which is upon us.
Mir koji je na nama
is attractive to everybody else.
Je privlačan svima drugima.
In Ephesians it says that the world, that the ground is actually groaning.
U Efežanima kaže da stvorenje uzdiše.
And it's waiting for the revelations of the sons of God.
I čeka otkrivenje sinova Božjih.
Now there it doesn't say that it waits that we get revealed.
Ne piše tamo da čeka da se mi otkrijemo.
But it's rather waiting for us to get the revelation who we are.
Nego da mi dobijemo otkrivenje tko mi jesmo.
Because once we get the revelation who we are, it's easy for the earth to agree with us that we can help her.
Jer kad mi dobijemo to otkrivenje, lakše za zemlju da se složi s nama.
Because what we lack many times is revelation.
Jer puno puta ono što nam nedostaje je otkrivenje.
Because Paul says, I came to reveal the mystery to you.
Jer Pavle kaže, došao sam da vam otkrijem misteriju.
Does anyone knows what is the word mystery in Greek?
Da li neko zna šta riječ misterija znači na grčkom?
To me, this is what I understand. Mystery is something which is revealed.
Misterij je nešto što je otkriveno.
Because Paul says in one place, I came to speak about Christ, the mystery no one can understand.
jer kaže na jednom mjestu, došao sam da govorim o Kristu, misteri koju
niko ne može razumjeti.
A onda par stihova kasnije dođe i kaže, ali došao sam otkriti Krista.
So mystery is something which is revealed.
Znači, misteri je nešto što se otkriva.
But it takes revelation to be understood.
Ali potrebno je otkrivenje da bi se razumjelo.
So the mystery of Christ is already revealed to the world.
Znači,
to the church.
Misterija Krista je otkrivena crkvi.
But it takes revelation.
Ali potrebno je otkrivenje.
For to be understood.
Da bi se razumjelo.
It takes this spirit of revelation in Hebrews, sorry, in Ephesians 1:17. So you are a man of peace. You know, sometimes prophetic is not to explain what you are, what you have now.
Ponekad proročki dan se ne bavi time da objasni što si ti sad.
But it's to put you in the things that God has called you.
Nego da te stavi na mjesto da te Bog pozvao.
How many times I have spoke to people, I see you with a CD. With the musical CD, music CD.
Puno puta sam znao ljudima reći, vidim te sa CD.
Or I would say, I see you writing songs.
Ili vidim te kako pišeš pjesme.
And we as believers, we can be so arrogant many times towards the Holy Spirit or towards the prophets.
I mi kao vjernici možemo često puta biti arogantni.
And in front of everyone to say, but I don't write songs.
I onda reći, ali ja ne pišem pjesme.
And I said, well, it doesn't matter what you think about you. You're going to write songs.
I onda ja kažem, pa nema veze što ti misliš o sebi, a pisat ćeš pjesme.
And then I come after 1 month in the same church.
I onda dođem nakon mjesec.
And this person comes to me and says, I wrote five songs.
I onda mi dostavči, recimo, taj dečko i kaže, 5 pjesama se napisao.
And then after 1 year they say, oh, I made a CD.
I onda nakon godinu dana nasnimio sam CD.
So we as believers are very arrogant many times towards the prophetic.
I ponekad smo mi stvarno arogantni prema proročkom.
So rather, because the Bible says, do not despise the prophetic. But men of peace. And I see attraction around you. I see people coming. There is something about you. People are coming around you. And I wouldn't be surprised that there was questions. But I'm just saying, have the answers. Okay, just have the answers. Because people will ask, what is this about me?
You should know that.
Who was from Bosnia?
Who is
Bosnia? Okay. Okay. I saw a word 3 days ago about you. Is that okay if I say it? Is that okay that I say? Okay. I saw the word orchestra or orchestra. And I didn't know if you're musical. But then you said that you play saxophone. But I saw this 3 days ago when I was in Macedonia. Many times I will see people before I see them.
Puno puta vidim ljude prije nego što ih uživim.
Once I was supposed to meet with some Bulgarians.
And
I was just driving and I asked, Holy Spirit, who are those people? He told me, for the preacher, he showed me his birth. Everything, when he was birthed, his life, when he was young, when he was young. For the second one, he showed me he's a pilot.
Pilot.
And for the third one, he says he's a manager of a restaurant. So I come to this guy and I say, well, you know, when you were birthed, this and this happened, when you got saved, this and this happened, this is what I prophesied to you. He says, that's exactly right.
I onda sam došao i susreo sam se s njima i došao sam na ovoga čije sam rođenje i život vidio, rekao sam mu to i to se desilo kad se rodio, kad se
rodio. And to the third guy says, I see you in a restaurant and I see you that you're managing a restaurant.
A trećemu sam rekao, pa vidim te u restoranu, da upravljaš restoranom.
He didn't say anything.
I on ništa mi je rekao.
And this is the worst for when you prophesy to someone. That's the worst.
To je najgore kad nekom prorekuješ da nemaš povratne
informacije. He sent me an invitation to be connected to LinkedIn or something, or some of the place of this internet thing.
I onda mi je poslao preko LinkedIna
connect. And it says, a restaurant manager. So for you, I saw the word orchestra, and I didn't know that you are musical.
znači kakve veze s
tobom. But you are more of a dirigent of our orchestra.
Ali ti si više dirigent orkestra.
And it seems to me that the Holy Spirit is putting around you.
I čini mi se da Duh Sveti oko tebe stavlja.
I will call them playing instruments. I will call them like that.
Instrumente.
It's almost like I want to use another word. But I cannot. So I will use them and say musical instruments. And it seems to me they can produce a song or a melody. So I would say do not be discouraged. Because some of the instruments they don't produce the right sounds. But because you are the head of the orchestra, and you have really lots of patience. It's written from here to above your head. It's written patience. Actually, it says endurance. It's more of endurance. And that makes you to have this, how should I say, a perfect character. That's James is explaining. He says, rejoice, brothers, when persecutions and troubles come. James 1:3.
U Jakovu 1:3 kad kaže, kad navale nevolje, znači progonstva.
Rejoice.
Radite.
Because the testing of your faith,
jer kušanje tvoje vjere,
it will produce endurance.
Stvara postojanost.
And it says, and then it produces a perfect character.
A ona stvara savršeni karakter.
To whom is left nothing. So I see this orchestra around you, and I see the instruments, and what you are prepared for is for a song. You have to understand one thing, upon you there is a song which God sings, upon her there is another song that God sings, upon you there is another song. You know, in Zephaniah says that he sings a song over us.
Yeah.
And I spoke the Holy Spirit and said, "Is this? How does this song sounds like?" He says, "Well, it's different for everyone." So upon everyone there is a song that God sings. You start to listen what He's singing upon you. But over the nation, He sings one general song. That's why we as a church in this nation or another nation, we need to learn what is the song which God sings over that nation.
Znači mi u ovoj naciji, u nekoj drugoj naciji moramo čuti koju pjesmu pjeva nad nama.
So basically it's two songs, one for you personally and another one for the nation.
Znači postoje dvije pjesme, jedna za vas osobno i druga za vašu naciju.
But I see that you have been called to teach people to sing a certain song or to listen to the song.
Ti si pozvan da ljude učiš da slušaju određenu pjesmu.
But endurance is written from the ear to upon the ear.
Ali postojanost, izdržljivost je preko cijelog sebe napisana.
Well, what's your name?
Maja.
Okay. Maja, could you stand up?
Hoćeš ustati?
Can I break with you?
Sure.
Okay. It's very dangerous to mess with me. Okay, Maja. Holy Spirit, thank you for Maja.
Duše Sveti, hvala ti na Maji.
Thank you for the worker.
Hvala
thank you that she is a worker.
Što ona radnica.
Thank you that she is not afraid to work.
Što se ne boji raditi.
And thank you that she is a really capable worker.
I ona je jako sposoba raditi.
And thank you for the thank you that what you give to her is not a salary.
I hvala ti što ono što njoj daješ nije plaća.
But it's rather your grace. And thank you that she couldn't deserve anything. But what you give to her, it's pure goodness from you. And there is a verse, Maya, in James, where it says that every good and perfect gift comes from the Father. From the Father of lights, in whom there is no change. There's no shadow. So for me, it seems like the Holy Spirit has put this, how should I say, a person who wants to work like a capable person.
Čini mi se da je Duh Sveti stavio kao tu jednu osobu sposobnu.
I don't know if I can call you a boss. I don't know if I can call you a
boss.
But to me it seems like that. That God can put people that you can, it's almost like administrator. It's almost like you can be boss over them. It's almost like your mind is created like that. That you can put the things in order. Is that true?
Okay.
So I have now 30 minutes. Okay. Can I pray for you? The microphone is not long enough. Okay. If you stand here. Very good. Zoran, I know it's Zoran. But Zoran is not trembling. Because he can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. You know, once I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, Holy Spirit, what is my job? And I said, what should I do? He says, you just speak. And I said, but what happens after? And this is what he said. He said, well, after you speak, people feel the traces of me. What you leave behind you, it's my presence. Because you have to understand there's a difference. Because there's a difference between the presence of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the person of the Holy Spirit. Once you get to know the person of the Holy Spirit,
changes everything.
Most of the people want to get to know His power.
And
others want to get to know His anointing. But to get to know Him, wow, that changes everything. And I see a person who wants to get to know the Holy Spirit. It's written. It's written upon you.
It
says, I want to get to know the Holy Spirit. Do you know why you want to get to know the Holy Spirit? Because He's the only one who can reveal Jesus to you. There's no one else. No teacher can reveal to you Jesus.
It's only the Holy Spirit.
So Holy Spirit, thank you for that desire that you have put inside him. And I ask that when he lays hands on people, that creative miracles will happen. And that not just healing, but something of the supernatural. I pray for you. Can I get your hand? Okay. I pray for you. I don't pray this often. I pray that when you speak to the dead, that they will raise up. Okay, I know this is hard to accept. But I just pray that that power over you, that it will just happen. You will remember this, what I tell you. You will know that I have told it to you. But let the Holy Spirit teach you
that it is possible. Nauči da je to moguće.
Creative miracles. Okay. Okay, 5 minutes more. Yes, I didn't even finish the story. The reason why I tell you all these stories is because I know that I'm righteous. And it's so hard for me to walk in that righteousness.
I nije mi teško voljeti toj pravi.
The verse which made me to think, why, which stumbled me.
I stih koji mi je činio da...
činio problem. je First Peter
3.12.
And First Peter 3.12 says that when a righteous person pray,
kaže, kad pravednik moli,
that the eyes and the ears of the Lord, they're attentive to their prayers.
da su da Gospodin ima oči na pravednicima i uši svoje priklanje molitvama njihovim.
I couldn't understand this verse.
Nisam to mogla.
It was hard for me to understand it.
To mi je bilo jako teško.
It was hard to accept it.
Bilo mi je to teško prihvatiti.
But the Holy Spirit showed me once.
Ali Duh Sveti mi je.
Every time you open your mouth.
Svaki put kad otvoriš svoja usta.
And you say God.
Bože,
or you say Jesus,
ili kažeš Isuse,
or you say Lord,
ili kažeš Gospodine,
he's like, the eyes and the ears of the Lord are attentive to you. I have actually found out that sometimes I don't even have to say anything. It's even in the thoughts.
Čak i mislima.
I can communicate with the Holy Spirit. And he listens to me. I know the power of the words, I know it. But to me it was a surprise that I can think about something and it happens. Once I was in a vision and I went to Wells. And I spoke with this kind of well-known preacher. And he was speaking for maybe 20 minutes. And I realized we are not opening our mouth.
That we speak
a spirit to spirit. It's like that with the Holy Spirit. We think that the words are always the most important, but they are not always.
Znači, mislimo da su često riječi najvažnije, ali nije to uvijek tako.
It is very powerful, but it's not the most important thing.
Silno, ali nije uvijek najvažnije.
What is important is that you get to know the Holy Spirit.
Najvažnije je upoznati Duha Svetog.
The closest friend that you have.
Najbliže prijatelja kojeg kad možeš te imati. Nema prijatelja bliže
od toga. He chose to live inside you.
On je izabrao živjeti u vama.
And he will never leave you.
I nikad vas neće.
So that's why for me righteousness, which is explained to him by him to me, makes me to be so bold.
Zato me ta pravednost koju je Duh kojemu Duh Sveti objasnio čini me da budem pravo.
And what we heard from Zoran and Alexander and from who else it was? From me. It's only to, like, I know, I could, you know, we speak the same things in Macedonia. It's just that he knows Hebrews and Greek. but it's just amazing. We were listening, and I'm thinking like, we have the same revelation. And it's the same Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And to me it's amazing. And to me it makes me to feel so comfortable here. And to be so close to one each other. Because I don't feel threatened. And even if I do a mistake,
čak i ako pogriješim,
I know that the eagles,
znam da orlovi,
will gently correct you.
Će me ispraviti u ljubavi, nježno.
And I know that it will be for my good.
I znam da će to biti za moj dobro.
So that's why for me it's a very important thing to be here.
I zato je meni jako važno.
I don't know if I can say it like this, but we actually canceled the trip to the States.
Mi smo
otkazali, ako mogu to
ovako reći, mi smo otkazali put u Ameriku.
Well, I could take lots of frappuccino and nice food.
Mogao se pogostiti sa puno frappuccina.
We were actually planning a 1 month trip with all the kids to America.
Znači, supruga i ja smo planirali cjelomjesečni put sa svom djecom u Ameriku.
Everything paid, everything they did.
Sve je bilo plaćeno.
But then when I spoke with Damir 1 month ago, and I was thinking like, oh, I want to meet this Zoran.
Ali kad sam prije mjesec dana Damir razgovarao, ja želim.
I want to meet all these people who listen about grace and righteousness. I just want to meet them.
Želim upoznat te ljude koji slušaju milosti i pravednosti.
Let me tell you one more thing.
Da vam kažem još nešto.
By every righteous person,
po svakoj pravednoj osobi,
there is two and more angels.
Aha, kraj svake su dva ili tri anđela.
Once again, by every righteous person,
kraj svake pravednoj osobi,
there is two and more angels which are following you.
Su dva ili više anđela koji vas slijede.
Did you get this?
Jeste li to razumeli?
By every righteous person, there is angels.
Znači, kraj vas su anđeli.
Actually, in Hebrew says that he sends his servants to serve, the spirits to serve the heirs of righteousness. Does it sound like that? Hebrews 2, I think it is. So to me, to be in this...
Znači, u Hebrejima kaže da Bog daje službujući duhove.
So to me, to be in this room of people being aware of righteousness,
znači za mene da sam u ovoj sobi među ljudima koji su svjesni pravednosti,
it just even more exposed me to the angelic.
To me još više otvara anđelskom.
And I don't know if you're aware, but there's many angels in this room.
Ne znam da li ste svjesni toga, mnogo anđela u ovoj
sobi. I will just tell you one story.
Želim vam jednu priču.
I was preaching, we had a worship. This
will
take 3-4 minutes. We had this worship. And as I was worshiping, an angel came to me. Could you stand up here? I'll just demonstrate something.
So, if you
stand up there. So this angel comes and stands like this in front of me. And what I see him doing, He takes his hand and he takes my shirt like this.
Znači vidim da radi ovo, da mi uzima ovako košulju.
And I looked at him straight in the eyes.
I pogledam ga.
If you can call them eyes.
U oči, ako to možemo.
And I said, how do you dare to touch my clothes?
I pitam ga, kako se usuđuješ dirati moju odjeću?
Because I said, my robes are robes of righteousness.
Jer sam ga pitao, jer je moja odjeća pravednosti.
You cannot deal with my robe, with the robes of righteousness like that, in such an arrogant way.
I ne možeš se sa mojom odjećom pravednosti odnositi na tako
arrogantan način. Even angels cannot touch that.
Znači, anđeli to ne mogu dirati.
And then he says, well, I don't hold you.
I on kaže, ja ne diram tebe.
He says, I hold the people in the church.
Ja držim ljude u crkvi.
But then I said, but why do I feel it like you hold me?
Ja sam pitao, pa zašto imam osjećaj da držiš
mene? He says, because you're the door of the church.
Zato što si ti vrata crkve.
You are set there to keep them.
Ti si tamo postavljen da ih čuvaš.
And then I asked him, you can sit.
Možeš je, ti hvala.
Actually, I see the word shepherd over here.
Na to povedim riječ pasti.
It's just like I see. You know, I listened a little bit to your testimony, but you have this shepherd heart, but a real shepherd heart, not as the pastor who works for sailor, but like a real shepherd heart, and you will do things for people that no one else will do. You can love them like nobody else can love them. And I don't know if you will ever be in that ministry. In the Ephesians 4:11-13, but I see their heart of a shepherd.
Just,
you know, keep yourself like that. Okay, so what did I say? Yes. So I said to him, what's your name? He says, my name is Waker. Like the one, a waker, you know, someone who wakes up. And in that moment, I just went through all the scriptures that I know. You know, like in the Bible, like, you
know.
And it stopped to Ephesians 5:14. And then it says, wake up, you sleeper. From the dead. And Christ will shine upon you. And he says, I am an angel who wakes up the people in the church so they can see the shining light of Christ upon their lives. And he says, would you let me?
Yeah.
And I said, okay, bro. But you see, if I wouldn't know that I'm righteous, most probably I would bow down and I would say, oh, angel of God. But because now I know the status of the righteousness, I know that the angels have come to serve me. Because I am called to serve. But someone else needs to serve me in order so I can serve. And after that, people really woke up in the church. So, why I'm saying this? If you know that you're righteous,
Ako znate da ste pravedni,
you can be bold.
Možete biti hrabri.
You can actually do things that you wouldn't do them ever.
Možete raditi stvari koje inače ne biste napravili.
And people will consider it as arrogance.
I ljudi će to smatrati arogancijom.
But a cloud of witnesses.
Ali oblak svjedoka.
Will say.
Yes.
Boldness.
Boldness.
That's the way how it happens.
Na taj način se to dešava.
Okay. Can I say something to you? You take many pictures. Jeste,
može nešto za tebe.
Could you stand up? Is that okay? And I would like to pray for the people of Bosnia. Is that okay? Okay, what was your name? Oh, that's nice. Okay, so let me first pray for you.
Okay.
If you can just put your hand like this. Okay. You like that? That's fine. That's fine. So Holy Spirit, I just thank you for this, I would call it anointed person. And I just thank you for the, you know, I don't know why, but I just see the gift of prophetic
for
you. And I just thank you, Holy Spirit, for the, I know it's a well, but for the depth inside her. Thank you for the passion.
Za strast.
Thank you that her passion is sometimes even stronger than her mind.
Strast koji put veća od njenog uma,
jača. But it's okay.
Ali u redu.
Because the mind needs to follow.
Jer um to treba slijediti.
What the Holy Spirit have done inside us.
Ali Duh Sveti to učini.
So I just pray for you. That the word, that the prophetic words will come out of you.
Da proročke riječi dođu iz tebe.
That will be impossible to other people.
Da će biti nevjerojatno za druge ljude.
But they will happen.
Ali će se događati.
They will happen.
Događat će.
So use faith, use your faith.
Iskoristi svoju vjeru.
I see those words.
Vidim te riječi.
Because the passion will drive you.
Jer će te strast voditi.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hvala Jesus.
Okay, can I pray for the people from Boston?
Okay.
You can stand there. Or you can come. You know, I was in Boston maybe 2 months ago. And if I say honestly, I didn't like it. Because I saw the spirit which is there. The night when we were sleeping in a church, I woke up 2 in the morning, and I saw this bright light coming into the room. And I was thinking like, it's impossible for a bulb to be so bright. Because everything is dark, but this was light, like strong light. And then I just looked through the walls, and I saw this angel standing there. And he says, my name is Abort. Abort. Yes, my name is Abort. And I said like, no, that cannot be your name. And for 2 hours I struggled with that. And finally I fell asleep. And when I woke up, the Holy Spirit said this to me. He said, why do you resist me? He says, why do you go against? He says, his name is Abort. And this angel was sent to abort all the plans for the enemy who have come to kill you. Because there is a spirit in Bosnia who is a killing spirit. Who wants to kill things. It's just that's the nature of that spirit. I don't say it's everywhere. But it's present there. The moment I entered there, I felt it on me. Usually I feel things when I go into territories. And then I looked on Google. And I wrote abort because I still didn't believe this. Or I still didn't accept this.
upisao sam to aporti, jer još nisam sam vjerovao.
And then it says to cancel the plans that someone has against you.
I tamo je pisalo otkazati planove koje netko ima protiv tebe.
So I know that that angel is there.
Angel,
that is not only because of me,
tamo,
but it's present with the believers who are in that country. And you will be surprised in the heavenly realm when they are going to tell you the stories of how many times God has prevented you or protected you. So that's why I know that there's angels around you. The moment someone told me that there's someone from Bosnia, I just saw these angels coming in front of you.
With your eyes.
But but I want to bless you with a firmness in the faith and with the resistance towards the enemy. To say that nothing of what he has planned will come upon you. But rather that you will accept the plans of God, because you are called according to his purposes, that you will not be harmed, but you will be protected.
You
know, Romans 8:28. It says everything works for the good for those who love God and those who are called according to His purposes. And I see purposes in all of you. I see the purpose in Him. So I see those purposes. And that gives me boldness to say I don't care what will happen. Or what is happening, but I will remain alive. You know, if you would hear me when I preach in Macedonia, I say, I cannot die. And people get freaked out. Do you know why? Because there's a calling upon me. And that calling cannot be revoked neither by God.
I taj poziv se ne može opozvati čak ni od Boga.
Romans 11:29.
So
until that calling is upon me,
dokle postoji poziv na meni,
if death comes,
ako smrt
dođe, and says,
Zoran, kuca na vrata, kaže Zoran,
I have come for you.
Došao sam po tebe.
I can say, as you came, you can go out.
Ja mogu reći, ako je došao tako,
because I cannot die. Because there is a calling upon my life. Now that's either arrogance or it's boldness. I wish that it's boldness. But let me pray for you. Can I do that? Very shortly. Holy Spirit, thank you for this person. Thank you for the prayer mind. Thank you for the Kako je persistence?
Da, ustrajnost.
Okay.
Hvala ti za ustrajnosti.
And thank you for the humility.
I za poniznost.
Okay, I'm going to pray for you. Holy Spirit, thank you for a sharpness of mind.
Za jasnoću uma.
Thank you for decision maker.
Za osobu koja donosi odluke.
Thank you that decisions are not hard. Because once you ask from the Holy Spirit, He will answer. He says, ask and it will be given. He says, knock and it will be opened. So sometimes you waver to ask things. Because you're wondering if you should actually ask them. But let this, what we spoke today, this boldness and this righteousness, let it be a, like he says, a platform for asking things. Because you will not ask them for yourself. Okay, in the beginning, a little bit. I'm sorry, but it just, I see the thing. But for later on, it will be for others. Okay. But I also see a gift of healing in your hands. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised that you lay hands on people that you heal.
Ne biste iznenadili da počneš polagati ruke na ljude da oni
izdravljaju.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. If someone else gets something for these people that
are praying.
Ako ima neko još nešto za ove ljude.
Okay. Well, what's your name?
Nina.
Nina. Okay. Well, Nina is a righteous person.
Nina je pravedna.
At least God sees you like that.
I Bog te tako gleda.
And if I was you, if I was you, I would take a pen and a paper, and I would write, Nina is a righteous person. And I would put it above my bed, or I don't know where it is, but I would put it there somewhere. So you can remind me. Until you say to the paper, I don't need you any longer because now I know I'm righteous.
Ne kažeš tom papiru, ne trebam te više, ja sad znam da sam pravedna.
But I pray for you that the revelation,
ja molim da to otkrivenje,
it will be yours,
bude tvoje,
because I cannot transfer it to you.
Jer ja to tebi ne mogu
prenijeti. I can transfer some of my anointing,
ja mogu,
but I cannot transfer the revelation.
Tebe,
revelation has to be birthed inside you.
To mora biti u tebi rođeno.
But I pray that for you, that it will be really a revelation for you.
I zato molim da to bude stvarno
otkrivenje. I pray that when in your dreams, that you will really experience things. I see angels in your dreams. I see how they speak to you, and I comfort you for your past, if I can say it like that. They bring comfort for the past. And they bring words for the future. But I see you like a dreamer, like a lot of dreams around you.
Vidim te kao nekoga koji sanja mnogo snova oko tebe.
God bless you. Okay? Thank you, Holy Spirit. What does your name?
Kako je svojima.
You know, sometimes it happens when I would touch someone.
Nekad mi se desi da kad dobijem
nekoga. And I just instantly see things.
Vidim stvari.
But it, also what it happens.
Ali ono što se desi.
Is that they feel some realities.
Oni vide neku stvarnost.
So I would be surprised that after this you will experience many things,
unusual, or all of us,
but Vesna,
thank
you Holy Spirit, thank you for this person, thank you for the sweetness around her, thank you for there's a verse where it says that we are a fragrance, and that's following. That's following. And I see the word joy around you. And I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but I see children jumping around you, like rejoicing children.
Vidim neku djecu koja se
raduje
oko tebe.
It's almost like they're dancing, this kind of world or something. I don't know, like that kind of style. It's not the American style, like praise God, but they're more like dancing around you. And what makes them to dance around you is the joy. And I think someone mentioned Romans 14:17 today. That the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking.
Da,
but it's rather righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. So, I just see children dancing around you with joy. I don't know if you will teach them or you will take care of them, but something like that.
Okay? Okay.